Hello everyone, welcome to The Adoran Show. I am your host, Adoran himself, and you might be wondering why this doesn't sound like a normal Adoran Show episode. That is because I am currently out of town, actually, doing an interview with a particular player that you'll find on the Friday show ARBA tonight. I won't give away any secrets, at least, but I will say I am not currently in my normal setup in Jubilee City. However, great interview. I just recently finished it myself, and you'll be able to see it again on Friday, ARBA tonight, on our Friday show. Very exciting to be out and doing interviews and items like this. It's so cool to get out of the studio sometimes and look around and see what everybody else has to talk about, get an in-depth look at the players and meeting up with certain players. I will tell you this, the player that I was discussing with, a lot taller than I thought they were, even though I knew their height. Anyway, that's the only secrets I'll give there. This is a shorter episode, as you may notice, because I am out and unfortunately could not book a guest, seeing as I'm out, and also couldn't find a replacement host in time, but I did want to discuss a little bit about the first game of the ARBA season. Finally, the season has begun, and everything is very, very exciting as a result. First game of the season between the Twin Leaf Storm and the Hammerlock Basketball Club, and it turns out Hammerlock came away with a pretty dominant victory over Twin Leaf. The final score of that matchup was Hammerlock 106, Twin Leaf 93, and even that was pretty close compared to what the actual score was. The biggest lead of the game, Hammerlock led throughout the entire game. Their biggest lead at one point, a 25-point lead over Twin Leaf. Very, very different than what a lot of people expected. They expected a much closer game, a bit more efficiency on both sides of things, which we'll discuss a little bit later. And just overall, what a dominating effort by Hammerlock to start off their season. Now, the big thing to note, of course, is that this is the first game of the season. There's bound to be some tweaks that are going to be made by both teams over the course of the entire season, so we'll look forward to seeing how exactly that shapes out. But a few highlights, a few things I noticed about the game. First off, as I touched on briefly, efficiency. Neither team shot the ball effectively, in my opinion. Hammerlock, field goal percentage, 44% for the team. Twin Leaf was 37%. On roughly the similar shots, Hammerlock had 105 shots to Twin Leaf's 103. Similar sort of thing for three-pointers, and you can really tell that. Hammerlock's three-point percentage as a team, 20%, 6 of 30 from three-point range. Twin Leaf, not much, in fact, slightly worse, 5 of 28 for three, which was an 18% shot. Not great. I will say, if there's one highlight for both teams, free throw percentage. Not a lot of free throws attempted by both teams. But Hammerlock, 8 of 10, that's 80%. Twin Leap was 12 of 16, that's 75%, which is good to see. As well, sort of emulated by the, suggested by the few three-point shots compared to field goals, a lot of paint points. Hammerlock had 80 of their 106 points, that's just under 80% of their shots, 80% of their points coming from inside the paint. Twin Leaf is about two-thirds of their 64 out of the 93 points was paint points. And that's something I think will be interesting to see. Are both teams going to focus very heavily on this inside the paint type of structure, or are they going to spend some time building up their three-point game over time as well? The benches were pretty even for both teams, 33 points for Hammerlock, 29 for Twin Leaf. Hammerlock, I think, won this game off of their assists. They had 32 assists as a team compared to 16 for Twin Leaf. And throughout the game, offensive rebounds were the name of the game. Twin Leaf actually won that battle 21-15, but there were a lot of clutch offensive rebounds that Hammerlock had that eventually was able to, you know, steal possessions in a way and give their players extra shots. 5 steals for Hammerlock compared to 2 for Twin Leaf, 8 steals for, or 8 blocks for Hammerlock compared to 4 for Twin Leaf. And again, those small differences here and there are what made the major difference throughout the entire game. For specific players, I think very shocking to see, of course, this has been discussed in depth across the ARBA, is Goudreau's rough performance. Only 2 points on 0 of 5 for shooting total. I'm not sure what's more surprising, the fact that Goudreau only had 2 points, or the fact that they only shot the ball 5 times. That's bound to be something that's going to be drilled into their heads, is that, hey, Goudreau, you can take the shots. They have the facilitators, they've got the people in place to do the job of like sharing the ball, although not they didn't really have too much on the assist side of things compared to Hammerlock, which we'll touch on in a bit. But the players are there on Twin Leaf to assist Gudra, and I think Gudra was trying to be too much of a let everybody else get into the group of things feeling until eventually time just basically ran out on Gudra. One bright spot for Twin Leaf, though, Obstagoon played fantastic. 25 points, 20 rebounds is absurd. They also had two assists and two blocks. They were over 50% from field goal range. They were 10 of 17, which I actually probably should have noted this down, but 10 of 17, as I throw it into the calculator, 58.8%. Yeah, that's, if you can get your center shooting 58, 60%, that's great. That's what you want to see, especially considering how, I hate to say this, but how inefficient everybody seems to be. If you've got someone shooting 55, 60%, that's a person you want to feed the ball to. Obstagoon also showing their three-point range, had two shots from beyond the arc and hit both of those. If Obstagoon is able to hit three-point shots, this might be, at least until other players start to find their groove, they might want to try to run things through Obstagoon. But then the team as a whole, Serena, Decidueye, Swallowed, were the other double-digit point people. Decidueye also had 8 rebounds themselves. Phalanx, another player, they had 9 points with 15 rebounds. So very exciting to see that. As a result, if this means anything to you guys, no triple-double alert as of yet. We do have a few double-doubles, actually, between both of these teams, which is unsurprising considering the smaller roster sizes and the fact that they were playing, 30-some-odd minutes for some of these players. But Obstagoon with 20 rebounds, 25 points. On Hammerlock's side, 3 players with double-digit points, but all 3 of them nearly hit 20. Gardevoir with 22, Emboar with 22, Rhyperior with 19. Rhyperior also double-double, 19 points, 15 rebounds. And then Sceptile did not have the double-double. Only 6 points and 4 rebounds, but 13 assists. That is very good for Sceptile. It might be a sign of things to come, Sceptile being the facilitator for Hammerlock. Yeah, despite not shooting particularly well, they were 3 of 12 from the field, Sceptile was, but able to assist, which is almost, if not more important for this team, especially considering the powerful effort of Gardevoir, Emboar, and Rhyperior. Gardevoir being able to shoot from beyond the arc, had 4 of 11 on their shots, which is, in this league, and so far, on pretty high volume and pretty good efficiency, 4 for 11 being a 36% shot, which is not bad considering most of the players that have played so far, basically everybody outside of Obstagoon and Decidueye are shooting below 50%. So, you usually have 1 or 2 players, and then half the league, I think, so far that has played is over on 3-point shots, so 36%, not too shabby. I did want to point out Gardevoir. Basically, throughout the game, you can notice Gardevoir was opening things up on the outside, and then when the defense was weak on the inside for Twin Leaf, they fed the ball to Emboar and Rhyperior, Sceptile with a lot of those passes, which results, of course, in Emboar scoring 22 points, had 9 rebounds, was 1 short of double-double for themselves. And, yeah, just a pretty dominant effort by Hammerlock over Twin Leaf to result in their first victory. Now, Hammerlock cannot enjoy that for too long, I suppose, as Week 2 is already getting prepared, I suppose is the best way to describe it. Hammerlock, luckily at least for them, gets to stay at home as Mount Moon Umbreon's comes to visit them. And then the second match of the week is the Mauville Mawiles versus Slateport Cruisers. Very exciting to see how both of these teams go up. Hammerlock, of course, is the first test, I suppose, at either adjustments or just simply playing back-to-back. This is the first time. There's, a plethora of instances where this is going to happen in the future, but this is the first instance of a team playing back-to-back weeks in the ARBA. We'll see if, fatigue or anything like that comes along. With the way that the schedule is broken apart, with the way that the schedule has been, split and everything like that, I highly doubt that it's going to be too big of a concern, but it is something to keep in mind nevertheless. As for Mount Moon, it'll be exciting to see how their team is set up to prepare and heading over to Hammerlock. On the other side of things, the Mauviles versus Slateport Cruisers will be exciting to see, of course, Dragapult being the number one topic in question with Slateport, both in terms of injury concerns and their just general readiness to get into the ARBA. Gudra showed that it may take some time for players to get into things, We'll see if Dragon Ball has the same situation. That does wrap up this very, very quick episode of the Adoran Show. Before we head out, I do want to mention the affiliate that we have with Humble Bundle. Humble Bundle is a great site that allows you to get very, very interesting bundles and topics on all sorts of stuff. A great company that we're affiliated with. They sell games, ebooks, software, and other digital content at fantastic prices. And while purchasing these goods or services, depending on what they are, you'll also be supporting different charities in the process. Now, each bundle that you purchase supports a different charity, which is explained when you go to the site itself. And you can also pay what you want for different offers and things like that. So if you want to give a little bit extra, you can actually get extra stuff. Or if you're feeling generous, you're able to donate even more to specific charities and other items like that. Now, if you're interested in these bundles or want to see what else is available, all you have to do is use the link at the top of the description below. Now, by using that link, a portion of your proceeds will help support the content that I create across all sorts of shows, including this one here. You can even modify the donation amounts, as I mentioned previously, which means that you can give even more to charity. You can customize how your purchase supports everyone. Now, again, use the link in the description below and check out Humble Bundle today. You never know what bundle might be the most interesting one to you. As a disclaimer, of course, if you purchase something through the link in the description, I may receive financial compensation. That does wrap up this episode of The Adoran Show very quick, as I am off-site. Next week, though, I will be back in studio with all the special effects and everything that you probably love and enjoy. Until then, thank you very much for listening, and we will see you next time. Take care.